Paragraph Tess.
Rav Nosson Zal says, "Vezeh bechinas sukkah." Everything we've learned till now, we can tie it into the holiday of Sukkot. Ve'ikar mitzvah sukkah huachilo ushtia v'sheina. We know that the main mitzvah on Sukkot is the gashmius, eating, drinking, and sleeping in the sukkah. Shehem kol tzorchei adam v'chiyusoi v'tanugav. This refers to a person's physical needs and pleasures. Shekulam yachnis l'toich ha-sukkah, whereby on this holiday we take all of those physical needs and we bring them into this spiritual house, the sukkah. Ki sukkah hi bechinas imo demesakcho al benin. Rav Nosson Zal quotes the Zohar HaKodesh, which says that the upper shechina, which is bina, as we mentioned earlier, which is the mother hovers over her children like a sukkah, covers over them like a protective shield over them. Bechinas noyam hoelyon, and we know we learned in the previous paragraph that the mother bina is the ima, is this noyam hoelyon. Noyam hoelyon comes from bina. When we say in Tehillim lachzois benoyam Hashem ulavaker beheholoi, that pasuk is referring to the upper shechina and the lower shechina. Noyam Hashem is the upper shechina, which is bina. Heichal, the Zohar HaKodesh says the word Heichal is Begematria Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, which is the Malchus, which is the lower Shechina. Bechinas Eim Labino Kanal, as we learned earlier. V'alken Kedushas Mitzvah Sukkah, Ovalidei Kedushas Mitzvah Sukkah, Onuzoichin Lahalois Ulakasher Kol Haneimus Shebachilo Shtia V'Kelim Noim, Lekasher HaKoil Lenoyam Hoelyon. Rav Nosson Zal explains to us that as a result of the mitzvah that on Sukkot, we take all of these physical pleasures and we bring them into the sukkah in order to attach them to the noyam hoelyon. Ki ze ikar avoda sodom zeholam shelo ye koruch achar hanimu shezeholam. Because as we mentioned earlier, this is the main avoda of a Jew in this physical world, to see to it not to get caught up with the physical pleasures of this world as an entity on its own, raki kasher v'yala hakoil l'sharosham l'noyam ho'elyon, but rather to be able to tie it all back to its source, which is Hashem in this form of noyam ho'elyon. This is a concept where we make a bracha on food and all the different things that we do to take the physical item and reconnect it to Hashem or to its source. We take the physical pleasure and sweetness and we show that we recognize that this isn't something on its own. Any good that's in this is coming from Hashem. And therefore, when a person eats a delicious steak, he doesn't say, "Wow, I love that steak." He says, "I love Hashem." Because he knows, what's a steak? The steak is nothing. The steak is a piece of cardboard. It's Hashem. The Hashem in that steak is what gives it its taste and its health, you know, its goodness. As the Pasuk says, Toiv Hashem Lakoil. Hashem is the essence of Toiv. So if we see anything good in this physical world, we're always looking to tie it back to Hashem. V'zeh zoichin al yidei shemachnisin kol ho'achilo u'shtia and the bedroom all into the sukkah. L'toich ha'sukkah. We're taking all the physical requirements, all the physical needs, and we're bringing it all into the sukkah, thereby connecting it to this noyam hoelyon. Kibiyom akipurim zochin ulo bechinas oylam haba, sheshom ein hanoyam alubesh b'shum gashmius. Because as we explained earlier, on Yom Kippur, we're zoicha to be as if we were in oylam haba. In Olam Haba, the Noyam Huelian doesn't have to clothe itself in anything physical. Rak bekoilois kedoshois shel hahet filois. But rather, the Noyam Huelian on Yom Kippur is connected to the five tfilois that we say on Yom Kippur. V'alkein chayovinoz behei inuyim. And this is why, corresponding to that, we accept upon ourselves five types of abstention on Yom Kippur, corresponding to the five tfilois which the Noyam Hoelyon is mislabish in. Kihu b'chinas Olam Haba, shein boi lo yachila v'lo yishtia, because Yom Kippur is an aspect of Olam Haba. Avol zeh yi'efsher kiyim eizeh zman. However, even though that's something nice to do, it's nice, it's interesting, but Rav Nosson Zal says it's something that a person can't keep up for any major length of time. It's something that a person can only do for a short period of time, like Yom Kippur, like that one day. Or a person who has come to a realization that they're very, very far from Hashem, or they've done terrible things, and they want to make a major change in their life, shegoizrin olav tanesim. Such a person, the Chachamim decree upon him fasts in order to serve as a tikkun, a tshuva, a kapara for what he did in the past. Ki ha-tshuva hu bebechinas Yom Kippur. Because tshuva is Yom Kippur. Tshuva and Yom Kippur are synonymous. Ki me'achar shepogam al yidei chatov ba'ni'imu sanal, shenimshach achar ha'ni'imu shel zeh hoylam ad she'ovar al ha-toyroh. Because of the fact that this person committed sins, which means he allowed himself to follow the physical pleasures of this world and to mess up with it and use that as a reason to go against the Torah Kedoshah, Alkein tikunoi al yidei tshuva utainis, shubachinas Yom Kippur. Therefore, that person's tikun is through tshuva and fasting, which is the bechina of Yom Kippur, ki tzorich lifroish atzmoi legamri mini'imus shel zeh hoylam, because such a person has to separate himself completely from the sweetness of the physical world, ulekabel olav tainis b'shvil tshuva, and to accept upon himself fasting for the sake of tshuva, shu bechinas Yom Kippur, kedei sheyavel bechinas olam haba, so that this person should rise above the physical world, rise up into the level of olam haba, sheshom ein hanoyam malubash klal, where in olam haba, this noyam ho'elyon is not attached to any physical things whatsoever, sheze bechinas Yom Kippur kanal, which is similar to our Yom Kippur. However, that's something that a human being can only carry on for a limited period of time. Kemo Yom Kippur, for example, Yom Kippur, one day a year that we go all out to play Malach, as if we're Malachim, we're in Olam Haba. Shechayovim Hakoil Betainis, where that's a day that everybody is obligated to fast. Oi, Kol Echot Shemekabal Olav Tainis Kefi Chetoi, or those exceptional cases where people accept upon themselves fasts in order to serve as a kapora for a particular sin. Chas v'shalom, we know if a person chas v'shalom drops their tefillin, it's brought in halacha that that's considered to be a major item for which one of the ways of correcting it is fasting. Just while we're on this topic, to note that Rabbeinu Zal, who himself did a tremendous amount of fasting during his life, during the earlier period in his life. And there were times that he fasted from Shabbos to Shabbos without tasting anything. And there was one year in particular where he fasted 18 weeks from Shabbos to Shabbos. But Rabbeinu Zal taught his Talmidim in the later part of his life that he reached a level of hasoga, of understanding, and a realization that there's something much, much better. There's a much better way to go about coming close to Hashem and correcting the past, which is tefillah. That as a result of all of his tainius and sigufim, he was masig the secret of tefillah to such incredible extent that he ended up teaching his students to avoid for any extra fasts. Not to impose upon themselves, you know, additional fasts other than what the Shulchan Aruch requires. However, Rabbeinu Zal said that when a breast lover comes to a fast day, whether it be Shavuos or B'Tammuz, Asur or B'Tevis, Tainis Esther, he should grab it like a sweet cookie. Notice he should grab it with relish, with joy, because we appreciate that we understand the value of this. We understand that this is a special avodah. We know that Baruch Hashem, our tzaddik, let us in on a secret of something that's even better than that. If fasting could be compared to a local train, his spoidedus is an express that gets a person to the same location quicker and better without destroying the body, without harming the body. Avul ikar, and this is where Rabbeinu Zal emphasizes it now. First, he spoke about Yom Kippur. He says, "Avul ikar avoydes sodom zehoylam, hishehisnaig al piat Torah." However, we know that the main avoid of a Jew in this world is to follow the Torah, which means shetzorech daiko lechol velishtois, that a Jew should eat and drink kefit soirech, according to what his needs are. Al pi haTorah, based on the Torah, rak shelo yeh koruch achra haneimus shebamachol. It's just that the person shouldn't get wrapped up in and get over involved in the sweetness of the food, the tastiness and the texture and the, how hot it is, and it's not salty enough and spicy enough. He shouldn't get involved in that way. Rak lekasher hakol lesharoshoy lenoyim elyon. But rather, if he's deriving any type of pleasure or enjoyment or comfort from the eating, to connect it to its source, to the Noyam Elyon, to know where it's coming from. It's not this physical thing that's giving it to me. It's a spirit that's inside. It's a Ruach of Kedusha that's in that item that comes from Hashem. It's a Noyam Elyon that's been nislabesh into this food item. V'alkeinom Razal, and this is why the Gemara says, Bar Be'rav Diyosef B'taniso, that a Talmud Chacham who fasts, Kalbo lechol sheruse, may a dog take his service, his tefillah, chas v'shalom. Now, the Gemara uses very harsh terminology. Why bedafka dog? Rav Nosson Zal says, ki haklovim heim bechines mayin meririn hepech hanoyam. We know that Rabbeinu Zal in Likutei Moran quotes a terminology from the Zohar Kodesh. The Zohar Kodesh speaks about mayin mesikin, sweet waters, and mayin meririn, bitter waters. These terms are used to refer to a number of different things. For example, when we speak about chochmos of kedusha, the Torah, it's referred to as mayin mesikin. When we speak about chochmos chitzonius, secular wisdoms, which could harm a person's faith in Hashem, which could weaken a person's faith in Hashem, it's referred to as mayin meririn, bitter waters. That's one example. Tikkun HaBris is referred to as Mayan Mesikin. When a person is pure in items related to Tikkun HaBris, it's referred to as these sweet waters, a holy liquid. And Chas V'Shalom, when a person is Poigem in Bris, also it's referred to as Mayan Maririn. So here Rav Nosson Zal says, look at this, look how the Gemara Bedafka happens to say that a Talmud Chacham who fasts, let a dog take it. Why dog? Out of the Gemara doesn't usually grab a word like that. Why that word? Because we know that the Gemara speaks about a person who's tefillah, that when a person is mispalt Hashem, or during the time of the Beis Hamikdash, when they were pure, when they would send up a korban to Hashem, they would see the image of a lion come down to take up that korban. When they were impure, when they were against Hashem, they would see the image of a dog, which is a treif animal, a very lowly animal. So again, dog represents this mayim meririn, Rav Nosson says, which is the opposite of noyam ho'elyoin. Noyam elyoin is sweetness, the opposite of that bitterness. V'alkein afilu ze shetzir es atzmoi min ayayin nikro choyte kemoshim azal. This is why the Gemara says even a nazir who chooses to abstain just from one food, wine, he's called a choyte, chas v'shalom. Al shelo yizocho lekasher hatam v'naimus shebeayin l'sharoshoi. Because of the fact that he wasn't zoyche, he's not willing to take the sweetness, the specialness that's found in wine, and reconnect it to its source. Makolshkein, how much more so, chas v'shalom, if a Jew decides to abstain from all foods, you know, to fast, kemoi shom razal shom, as the Gemara says there. And this is why, after going through Yom Kippur, after visiting Olam Haba, playing Malach, Hashem gives us a different yontif called Sukkos, where we enter into the Tzilo de Mehmenusa, the shade of Emunah. Shaydeze, this holy place, the Sukkah. Shaydeze, Megin Oleinu Betzel Knofov, whereby Hashem protects us with the shade of His wings. And Hashem shines down on us this light of this Noyam Ha'elyon. The covering of the Sukkah, we said, is like being in Hashem's wings. This Imo de Mesakhal Benin, the mother who covers over her young, the mother bird who's covering over her young with her wing. And the mitzvah on Sukkot is a person not allowed to fast on Sukkot Chashon. A person has to eat and drink. By doing that, we're zecher to be mekasher all of the sweetness of the physical world, all the pleasures of the physical world, because again, these are samples. Achila Shtialina are samples. They are representative. They symbolize all the Tanugim of Olam Hazeh, which on Sukkos we have the schus to bring it all into a place of Kedusha and elevate it, connect it to the Noyam Ho'elyon. Shu b'chinas Noyam Ho'elyon, b'chinas Sukkah Kanal. The question is being asked, should we eat differently on Shabbos or Yontif and the days of Chol in terms of spirituality, in terms of seeing Hashem in the food? Rabbeinu Zal has a few chapters in Likutei Moran where he speaks about the topic of Achilas Shabbos and Achilas Yontif. And Rav Nosson Zal Likutei Lachos talks about it a lot also, that that's something completely different from Yemei Achol, completely. The Zohar Kodesh says about Achilas Shabbos that it's Kulay Ruchni. Again, this doesn't mean no boundaries at all. It doesn't mean break loose, eat till you have to go to sleep, you know, or eat till the food kills you, Chas Shalom. It doesn't mean that. But it means definitely eating that on Shabbos, whereas during the week, it's preferred for a person to avoid pleasure, you know, to minimize, to keep things as plain and simple as possible during the 6 days of the week. On Shabbos, it's the opposite, that a Jew is supposed to try to go out of the way to eat things that they enjoy more, that will bring more simcha and more mechubedik, more kavod. We're going to come to that topic soon. The Gemara says, you know, food is called kibud. Put some kibud on the table. That food is an aspect of kavod. And one of the ways of showing kavod for Shabbos is spending more, looking for better type foods on Shabbos. Now, it could be different people have different definitions of what they call better. And to a degree, it's each person according to how they're suited. The Torah gives us some guidelines, the tzaddikim give us some guidelines. They recommend fish, for example, is something that's considered very, very special. The Arizal mentions having fish at all the meals on Shabbos. Many poskim advise having meat on Shabbos, meat, chicken, that's one of the ways to be mechabe the Shabbos. But each person to try to, with both begodim, achila and shtia, nice tablecloth, bed sheets, all of that, these are all forms of kavod Shabbos. To enjoy it, and realize that it's even further from physical than during the weekdays, that what I'm enjoying is the Shabbos in the food. When I'm eating on Shabbos or Yontif, the Gemara says that there was once a Goy who had a discussion with a Jew, and he said to him, what is it? He said, there's a special spice that we put into the food. It's called Shabbos. Notice, when a Jew is eating those better foods on Shabbos, again, not to say, wow, that store makes such look what Hashem made. Look what Hashem gave me. Look what I'm zeichah to have. Look at this delicious Hashem gave me the privilege that I can afford to buy a piece of chicken, that I can buy such a delicious, or that my wife spent so much time making such a delicious kugel, Baruch Hashem. That's to praise her, to praise Hashem, to always connecting it to that Noyam Ho'elyon, always tying it into, that's the whole punchline here. Being careful not to take any kavod for yourself, and not to put the kavod into the physical, not to give the kavod to the Sitra Achra, to give respect where respect is due, to give the credit where it belongs. Whose is this? It's Hashem's. Whose food is it? It's Hashem. I went out and bought, I built this. You built, you idiot. Who gave you the money? Who gave you, I thank Hashem that Hashem let me have this house, and Baruch Hashem that the room looks so beautiful for Shabbos. You know, always reconnecting it to that Noyam Ho'elyon, knowing where it's coming from. We know how, like a human body, when a person dies, the body's there. The body's there 100%. And yet it's lifeless. What's missing? Hashem took his piece out of it. When we see food, a delicious sizzling steak, to know again, what makes that smell so good? What makes that taste so good? The Hashem inside of it. And Chas Shalom, if Hashem is not there, it's, what is it? It's nothing. It's nothing, or it's harmful. You know, it's a negative. Paragraph Yud. Now Rav Nosson says, V'zeh b'chinas shmini atzeres v'simchas Torah. Now we move on to the climax. The climax of the whole Seder Avodah. It starts from Elul and finishes with shmini atzeres v'simchas Torah. She'oz mesayimim es ha-Torah u'maschilim ha-Torah. That's when we complete the Torah and we start again. Ve'oz mechabdenes kol echod bekovra toira. And that's when we give every single person kovod ha-toira. Ve'omrim ha-koil usnu kovod la-toira koin karav yamod. You see, you know, we invite each person to the toira, which means we're giving them kovod. Ve'ha-koil oilin la-toiras. And every single person goes up to the toira. Why? Why is that the avodah of Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah? And how does it connect with what we're learning here? Ki yadua bekavonois, because it's known in the writings of the Arizal, shebeshmini atzeres hugmar hatikun shemaschilin barosh shana bechol shana veshana. On Shmini Atzeres is when we complete the tikun that takes place every single year that starts from Rosh Hashanah. Ki barosh shana hischalnu lahamshichleinu ashpoas hanayim elyoin aydei ashoifer. As we learned earlier, on Rosh Hashanah we start drawing. It's like the world's being created anew again. Remember, we said just like Bria Seilim, just like Odom Rishon was created on Rosh Hashanah, and the Bria was where Hashem started a flow of noyam elyoin into the world. So every single year on Rosh Hashanah there's a new Bria. We say in the tefillah, Zeh hayoim tchilas maasecha. We're starting over from scratch, which means Hashem is opening the faucet and letting that Noyam Ho'elyon flow. How? Al Yidei HaShofar. Ve'ikar hamshochas ha-noyam hu she'yinim shochin moichin kedoshin at she'en asoy loda. And we know that when we speak about a flow of this Noyam, what are we speaking about in other words? We're speaking about a flow of moichin nigdusha, a flow of seichel, where the goal of it is that it should result in a hoiloda. Because we know that's what a hilodah is. It begins as a seed in the brain. It starts from the moichin, and it goes down, travels down, and results in a birth. Dahainu shiyu nimshochin neshamois kedoshe shel Yisrael, meaning that we should be able to draw new neshamois into the world of Yidden, sheyigadlu kvoidoi, shehakol nivra b'shulze, who will increase the kovod of Hashem, shehakol nivra b'shulze. That's the whole purpose of creation. That's what the whole world is all about. V'zeh ha-tikun nigmar b'shmini atzeres. This tikun is completed in Shmini Atzeres, in parentheses now, she'oz ha-nukva oitzeres ha-tipo b'shvil ho'ilodo k'yodua b'kavonois u'muva divrei admorzal batera tiku emuna simen hei likutei tanina. Because that's when, according to Kabbalah, that's when a part of the process of birth is completed. The wording in the Arizal is that that's when the female gathers in the droplet in order to finalize it, to make it ready to produce a birth. V'alkein oz ikar hagdola sakovid kanal. And that's why that's the climax of this revelation of the kovid of Hashem. V'alkein oz maschilin ha-toira shu bereshis bora. And that's why that's the best time, that's when we begin the Torah. Bereshis bora v'kimas ha-shmem ha-soretz. V'koirin kol ho-asora mamorois shebem nivro ilam l'chvoidei. And what do we read on Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah? What's the Kriya Sator of Bereshis? We read from the beginning till the end of till Shabbos, where we read the asora mamorois, the 10 statements of creation, which we said before, are all kavod. Kuloi oimer kavod. Rabbein Azal brings that pasuk in this chapter on the Likutei Moran. Ki achshov nishlomim umeirim hu asora mamorois bo'er godol. Because now, on Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah, now these 10 statements of creation shine and glow with tremendous kavod of Hashem. They're completed. Me'achar she'achshav nigmar tikun hamshocha sanoyim, because that's when this process is completed, which started from Rosh Hashanah. We started the flow of this noyam ho'elyoin, and it reaches its shlemus on Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah. Exactly. Ad shehigia lohoilodos neshamas Yisrael, till on Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah, that's when it actually results in a spiritual birth of neshamas Yisrael. Shaydeze ikar hisgalus kavoide. And we learned earlier that that's the greatest manifestation of the kavod of Hashem, the hoilodo of neshamas Yisrael. V'alkein ato roi v'noi likroi bereshis. That's why this is the most appropriate time to read that first chapter in Parshas Bereshis, shehem hu asora mamorei shvem roilam, which are the 10 statements of creation, ki ato hu shlemus ha'arosam. Now, those 10 statements of creation are shining brightest, because now the kovod of Hashem is b'shlemus. And that's because we're inviting every single Yid to join in the Kavod Hashem. We're giving every single person in the shul an aliyah. מאחר שאתו בחינס הסגלס כבוידה די בחינס הלוטו, כי זה עיקר התיקון שאויסקים בכל שונה מראש השונה עד שמין עצרס, שהוא לסקן חטא אודם הראשון. This is the main תיקון that we're involved in every single year from ראש השונה עד שמין עצרס, which is to correct the פגם of אודם הראשון, שפוגם בכבוידוי. אודם הראשון was פוגם in the כבויד of Hashem. The Gemara says, Ritzoinoi zehu kvoidoi. If a person says, I want you to do this, if you do that, you're respecting my wishes. If you do the opposite of that, you are disrespecting me. You are showing disrespect to me. So anytime a person doesn't have Eiro, it's the opposite of kvoid Hashem. When Adam Rishon went against Hashem's Ritzoin, that was pigam and kvoid. V'goram achizas achoivlim. And he caused the choivlim to take effect. Shaideze pogam basura mamoris. Thereby he was pogam in all 10 statements of creation. Venechshav ki'ilu ibeid es ha'olam shenivra basura mamoris. And it's considered chas v'shalom as if he destroyed the whole world, which was created with 10 statements of creation. Ubechemlos yisborach shezikeu l'tshuva, and out of Hashem's great kindness, that he allowed Adam Rishon to do tshuva, v'sivev b'nifloisav, sheyotzi mimenu ha'ovoi, suchol zer Yisrael, and Hashem worked out miraculous circumstances, that from Adam Rishon eventually came forth the ovoi saktoishim, and the Jews, v'chol ha'tzadikim, sheyotzim b'chol shana b'tikin cheto, and all the tzadikim of every single generation that are involved in the tikkun of this chet Adam Rishon. V'ho'ikar, and one of the most important times that we're involved in this is May Rosh Hashanah at Shmini Atzeres, the canal. V'alkein oz b'Shmini Atzeres choizrim u'ma'orim hu'asora mamorois a'idei shekoren oiz noz b'Torah. And this is why in Shmini Atzeres we reactivate those asora mamorois in their full blight. We turn on those 10 lamps on full by reading them in the Torah. Ki ato choizrim u'meirim bo'er godol al yidei agdola sakovo ichinim shechata. Because now they're shining brightly once again as a result of the great kovoy that's flowing now al yidei shaydeze mechaimim esoylam shenivra asura mamoris. And that's how we're injecting new life into the world, which was created with these asura mamoris. Rak bishvil zeh. And was created just for this purpose, for kvoid Hashem. And this is why before we start the Torah, first we make a siyum on the Torah. Shemesayemes begoidel kvoido yisborach shenizgala yidei Moshe Rabbeinu. What's the siyum on Torah? In the last psukim of the Torah, we read about the incredible kavod that Moshe Rabbeinu gave to Hashem. Kol ha'oisois v'hamoifsim asher shlochoi Hashem, etc. K'moshikosu, as it says in that last posuk, l'chol ha'oisois v'hamoifsim v'chulu u'l'chol ha'yod ha'chazoko u'l'chol ha'moira ha'godoil sh'aydei kol zeh nizgadel kvoidei yisborach moid. This resulted in tremendous kovoid to Hashem. Because we mentioned before, when things flow up hiderach ha'teva, then many people don't acknowledge Hashem. When Hashem puts things on autopilot, kavyachol, then there are people who think, Hashem, there is no Hashem, there is no pilot. We don't see Hashem at all. Hashem is completely invisible. The minute Hashem shakes things up and he starts making miracles, suddenly everybody says, wait, I didn't realize, I didn't know. You mean there's somebody at the controls? And there's somebody who can make it day and make it night at the same time, or reverse the order, or do anything he pleases? That's what a miracle is. K'may Shekosev, as we find in the example of the miracles of Mitzrayim. The Pasuk says, V'ikovdo beparoi ubechol cheloi. I will receive great kavod from what I do to Paroi and all his armies. As the Pasuk says, b'chol ha'oisos v'amoifsim b'parshas v'eiro, as it says there by all the miracles, l'man saper shmi b'chol oretz, l'man teida ki l'ashem oretz. The Pasuk keeps saying again and again that what are all of these miracles going to do? They're going to bring great respect and honor and recognition to Hashem, right? Nimtza, שבאלו הפסוקים לכל אויסס והמויסים וכולו שמסיים במהתורה מספרים מהגדולס כבוד היסבור שנסגר מאוד על ידי זה. So if you analyze those last psukim of the Torah, which we read on Shminat Seres Simchas Torah, you'll see that what it's really all about is Kvoid Hashem, you know, super, super Kvoid Hashem. V'ze nizgale umeir b'yoyser b'shminat Seres, shehu gmar v'soif kol hashloisha regolim, shehizchilu mi-Pesach, u'mistayim b'shminat Seres. And this comes out in its full glory and full beauty on Shminat Seres, which is the culmination of a long trip that we started from Pesach. Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, Pesach, Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkos, Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah. Shekulam, Heim Zecher Litzias Mitzrayim. What are all of those Yomim Tovim really about? They're all about Kvoid Shamayim. They're all about Zecher Litzias Mitzrayim. She'ozoye Iker Hagdolas Kvoidoy Kanal. That's when Hashem was really glorified with all the miracles of Litzias Mitzrayim. V'ikra hagdolas hakovoid nimshach b'shmini atzeres she'oz nimshach al yidei hashpoas hanoyam b'chinas haylodo kanal. But as much as Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, all of those are great, Rav Nosson Zal is telling us the grand slam is Shmini Atzeres, because that's when we get the result, that's when we get the final result, which is the haylodo, as the Arizal says, that spiritually the birth of the Neshamas Yisrael takes place on Shmini Atzeres. That takes place then. Shaydeze Iker Hagdolas Kvodis Baruch, which Rabbeinu Zal told us, that's the punchline. That's the most important thing. That's the greatest heightening of the Kavod of Hashem, when a new Jew is born, when a new Neshama is brought out. Ki Iker Hagdolas Kvoidoi Huayde B'nei Yisroel Shenoylodim B'chol Dor V'dor. Because the greatest heightening of the Kavod of Hashem comes about through Klal Yisroel being born in each and every single year, being born in every generation. Sheheim Oiskim L'Saper U'L'Farsem U'L'Hagdol Kvod Yisbora, who are involved in spreading the Kavod of Hashem and talking about and broadcasting Hashem's Kavod. If a Jew lives the way he's supposed to be a light unto the nations, where the Yidden are the ones who show the beauty of Hashem to the whole world. Kama Shikosa, as the Pasuk says, Dor Ledor Yishabach Ma'asecha, from generation to generation, we praise your actions. Kvoid Malchus Chayemeru, V'alkein B'Shmini Atzeres, Shoz Nimshach B'chinas Hoylodo Kanal, and this is why on Shmini Atzeres, which is when the Hoylodo takes place, Alkein Oz Koyrin Siyam HaTorah. That's why we first read the end of the Torah, L'chol Oisos V'Amoyfsim Shemesaper Me'agdolas Kvod Yisboruch, which writes very clearly, it speaks very clearly about the tremendous broadcasting of the Kavod of Hashem through all the miracles that were performed during Moshe Rabbeinu's lifetime. V'achakach maschilin miyad b'reish esbor alekim v'chulu shein kol asur ha-mamore shebem nivro ilam u'behem ha-shem yisborach mekayim es oilam ha-koil b'shvil kvoidoi shenizgar u'meir atobor godel kanal. Now we understand how it all flows together. The Torah finishes saying that, you know what it was all about? You know what was the greatest thing of this whole Torah? It's the Kvoid Hashem that came out of all the miracles and everything that Moshe Rabbeinu performed. And with that, we lead right into the creation of the world, which, what is that all about? It's all about Kvoid Shamayim. U'beheicholoi kuloi oimer kovoid. All the amirois, the asura mamorois, were for one purpose. Kovoid, Hashem's kovoid. Which now, on this day, Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah, is shining more brightly than at any other time. V'yalkein mechabdinos es kol echad b'kovod haTorah. That's why this is a day when we have the ability to be mechabed every single person in the shul with kovod haTorah. V'oimrim loy ten kovod haTorah. We say, show honor to the Torah by coming up and making a bracha on the Torah. Lahazir u'lahazkir es kol echad. To remind each and every one of us, and to warn each and every one of us, she'enizor mo'oid b'hakovoid. You know, on this day of Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah, it's a day of tremendous kovoid. Watch it, buddy. Don't be silly. Don't make that ridiculous mistake of taking the kovod personal for yourself. Shaloika hakovod b'shvil atzmoi chasashom. Don't you dare take that kovod for yourself. Rak yachzer v'yitein hakovod lahatoyro ulashem yizborach. Listen to what the Gabbai says. Hakol hovu godel elokeinu usnu kovod latorah kohen karav yamod. And then you have the kohen who prances up saying, I dare anybody to get in my way. I'll knock his head off. Or this guy took my aliyah, or I'm supposed to get the bigger aliyah. But all of that is the antithesis of what it's all about. You know, this concept of getting an aliyah to the Torah means coming to pay respects to Hashem. The Torah is Hashem. I'm coming to pay my respects and to show who am I? I'm nothing. I'm part of the Torah. I'm proud to be a letter in Hashem's Torah. I'm proud to be a member of one of those who tries to abide by the Torah. Ki ikar heoras hasora mamori shemoirim ato huali de kovoi digdusha. Because the manner in which we're being able to bring forth the light of these asura mamoris on this day is through kovod of kedusha shehi shorish kol habria shenivar basamois, which is the foundation of the entire creation, which was created with these 10 statements. Al kein tzrichim li zoher sheyeh hakovod kuloy omer. Therefore, we have to be careful that the kovod should all be directed at the Omer, at the Amirois, the Asura Mamorois, Kulay Maimar, Kemavur Batoranal, Sheze Nase, Kishin is Horem, Livli, Lehenois, Miakovit, Klaal, Bishvilatsmoi. The way that this is accomplished is by a person being careful not to benefit, not to enjoy, not to partake in any of the kovod for himself, Bishvilatsmoi, Rak Lahaloi, so Velachsor, Hakovit, Lashem is Borach. But rather to see to it to return all the kovod to Hashem, shehu achdus poshut im haTorah. Hashem is one with the Torah. V'zehu tein kovod laTorah. When we say tnu kovod laTorah, we're saying give kovod to Hashem. This is an incredible description of a Breslover Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah, because we know that this is one of the tests. A person can go into 100 shuls on Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah and see all kinds of different things happening. And here Rav Nosson Sal is clarifying for us exactly what's taking place, and he's letting us know that if you want to be part of the real Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah, you have to know what it's about. And what it's about is kovoy to Hashem. And if in your buying the aliyah, if in your donating the kiddush, if there's any I in it, if you're looking to show off how rich I am, I did it, then you're missing the point. And you're not getting the benefits. You're not getting what a person should be getting and can be getting on this awesome holy day. The only way to do it is if the person is zeche to realize, what am I? I'm nothing. I'm a member of the kehillah. I'm everybody. If I have $50 million more than anybody else in that shul, or if I know 50 more mesechtes than everybody in that shul, no matter what it is, who am I? I'm one of Hashem's fingernails. Like I'm like everybody else. That to want that kind of feeling. And even as we learned before, that doesn't mean, okay, then good, then I have an excuse not to give any money, not to give any tzedakah, because then I'll get covered. The answer is, Rav Nosson Zal showed us, there's a way to give. There's a way to give $100 million and not to take any personal covered for yourself, to see to it that the covered is all Hashem's. If you know, I'm giving my money, you want to thank me for it? Are you crazy? This is my money? Am I going to be, another 50 years, I'm going to be here? I'm going to be with the worms. So you want to make believe as if it's mine? What, are you crazy? Let's all remember what's going on here. This is Hashem's money. Hashem's money is going into something for Hashem. Hashem is giving me a schus. I'm a schus that I'm being a vehicle for it. I'm being involved. I'm being privileged to be allowed to participate in some minor, inconsequential way. That's what a person has to train himself. That's this limud of anova digdusha, which the Gemara says is gedoyla mikulam. There's nothing more powerful than this in Yiddishkeit. If a person gets this message clear, that the whole tachlis of the bria and the whole tachlis of kiyum hoylam is kvoid Hashem. And the more I realize that, and the more I broadcast that, that anybody that comes into contact with me, they know that anything I have, it's really Hashem's, number one. They know that if I did anything good, it's not I did it. Thank Hashem that Hashem gave me the sechel to know what to do here, to do the right thing. all always hot potato, always any respect that anybody would want to direct to me personally, right away making sure that it's clear that it's not me. Why not? Because I'm nothing. I am nothing. Hashem is everything. Hashem is everything. We're nothing. Hashem is shining his light into us. Hashem is working through us. Paragraph Yud Aleph. This is what the Gemara says. Move up a Pirush Rashi al Posik Leinei Kol Yisrael. Shenosu Liboy Lishbor Haluchos Leineim. The Gemara says, and Rashi Kodesh quotes this on that final Posik in the Chumash about the great Kavoy that Moshe Rabbeinu did in front of all the Jews, in front of their eyes. The Gemara says, Shenemar Vashabreim Leineichem. That this refers to what great Kavoy is it talking about? That Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchos. Because the Pasuk says that he did that in front of the eyes of all of Bnei Yisrael. Ve'hiskimo das hamokam ladatoi, and Hashem agreed with him. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, that Hashem said, Yasher koichacha shishbarta, a big Yasher koich for breaking the luchos. U'lechayra tamua, maloi lahaskir shevach kozeh be'inyin eflois gedulas Moshe. This seems so strange. We're talking about the great accomplishments of Moshe Rabbeinu, the great things he did for Kavod Hashem, for Klal Yisrael. It would seem that we'd want to bury this under the rug. This is the last thing we'd want to talk about. Ach be'emes gam zeh hu neflois neirois gedulosoi shel Moshe. However, Rav Nosson Zal says, this is also an example of the wondrous greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu. Shekiven ledas Hashem Yisborach, that he was zoiche to be mechaven, to know what Hashem really wanted. Lishbor haluchoisos achar ma'isegel, that Hashem wanted him to break the luchos after the incident with the Egel HaZohov. And we'll leave this as a little cliffhanger for now. We'll continue with this mitzvah hopefully tomorrow.